Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Anonymous who has some questions about accommodations.
Yeah, apparently they aren't ready to register for an official LSAT, but they can't get approved for accommodations until they register. Should they keep practicing with 35 minutes until they know for sure? I think we can give you the short answer on that, which is you will get approved for accommodations if you have any reasonable case for accommodations. We've been putting the call out. The call is still open. Please email daily at lsatdemon.com if you have been denied accommodations after applying. But we're like the Maytag repairman on that. We've been asking now for 10 years of our podcasts for somebody who got denied accommodations. And we don't get any of those emails. So if you have been denied accommodations, we want to hear about it. By the way, there is an appeals process if you do get denied. And I think in the rare instances where someone has gotten denied, they end up appealing with the right documentation and then they get it as well. So I don't know a single person, and I've been doing this. I've been teaching LSAT for 15 years and I've never heard of anybody who got denied accommodations that, you know, unless it was just like they have no case whatsoever. But even if you do have a case, it's just like you go to a doctor and get a prescription for it's just not that hard. Like you get a doctor to write you a note saying that you should get extra time because your shoulder hurts. And I think you're going to get it.
Yep.
Anyway, Anonymous also says, when I was in third grade, I was formally diagnosed with ADD, ADHD, and dyslexia. Okay, so that's it. Like, that's automatic. Automatic accommodations. 2 years later, my parents could no longer afford insurance. Fortunately, I live in a border city that allows me to go to Mexico and seek a physician and continue receiving my medication. Fast forward to today, there would be no issue with me doing another updated diagnosis with my physician in Mexico. However, I vehemently believe that LSAC would not approve of my physician's statement because he is not licensed in the United States. And getting insurance in the United States in my situation is really expensive for me to do another diagnosis. What do you guys think I should do? Any advice or guidance? Okay. Producer Eric did some research and said LSAC's pages on documentation requirements for requesting accommodations and common issues with documentation don't say that the qualified professional must be licensed in the U.S. And then Eric asks, otherwise, how would thousands of international test takers each year request accommodations if they needed them?
That's the exact same question I just had in my head. So, Eric, we're on the same page. I'm not sure where this vehemently strong belief comes from, but I think you're probably good. I would apply. Worst case, you have to appeal.
Yeah, there are plenty of international applicants every year, and I've never heard before that international applicants have any trouble getting accommodations. So who gives a shit that your doctor's in Mexico? I mean, you're saying, oh, because I'm applying from the United States and I have this prescription for Mexico, that they're not going to grant it? Bullshit. I think they want to give you the accommodations they clearly are not trying to deny people. Right. They have decided that if you apply with a documented case, they're going to look at that and they're going to go check. That checks the boxes.
Yeah, I think they've washed their hands of trying to be actual arbitrators of what should or should not happen here. They're just like, that's not on us anymore. That's on the medical profession. We're going to step back.
Yep. Thanks for writing in, Anonymous. I would just go ahead and register for an exam and send in your application if that's what's it. You know, register for the farthest one in the future, maybe, if you're not yet ready to register for an exam, and then apply for those accommodations and you will get them, I'm almost sure. So I think you can go ahead and start practicing your 53-minute sections if that's what you're going to request. If you're going to request 70 minutes, you can probably start practicing 70 minute sections. Careful what you ask for, though, because 70 minutes is a long ass time. And they might force you to sit there for the whole 70 minutes for every section.
Remember that correspondent who was struggling with the 10 minute break?
Right. Imagine if you finish the section in 45 minutes, but then you have to just sit there for 25 minutes. Yeah, probably not good. So make sure you ask for accommodations that are tailored to your preferred test timing. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.